Chairs No Waving, episode number 452, The E-Bullet, November 2017. Two Chairs No Waving is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Christmas time is almost here, so head over and get your 2018 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar. Don't want to miss it. It could go before you can get there. Or maybe you want to pick up a Barney Face accessory pouch. They come in different sizes. They've got a zipper on them. You can store things in them. It's awesome. You can show your Barney pride. And the Mayberry Trivia book by Scott Hopkins. All great books and things to see over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 452 is Sarah Blaine. Yay, Sarah. Sarah's birthday is right now. So happy birthday to Sarah and happy birthday to everybody else. It might be their birthday this week. Hey, I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. And it's always wonderful to be here in town with you. And every week, I enjoy being able to come in and spend time talking to you, giving you information about the Andy Griffith Show that you may not know about, or you may have heard before and forgotten. That's me, because there's a lot of things that I have heard before and forget. And then somebody will ask me a question, and it turns out I talked about it on some podcast episode, and I go back and listen and find out the answer. Yay! The bad part is I have to look at things I've already said to be able to remember. Because I can't remember. You may be the same way, which is great. That means you can listen to the podcast over and over, and it'll never be old to you. Yay. But hey, even if you don't want to do that, there are 450-something episodes of this show, so you have got to be able to find something you're going to enjoy. This week's episode, we're going to be talking about the E-Bullet 2017. Now, the E-Bullet, if you don't know, is the official newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. Now, it's an electronic newsletter, so it's online only. You'd have to print it yourself if you want to get a paper copy. For years, it was paper back when it was called The Bullet, and then it became The E-Bullet. And why did that happen? It's because there's no charge for The Bullet or The E-Bullet, and so it's a lot cheaper to do The E-Bullet. That's why. It's a lot. It doesn't cost near as much. Yeah, that's right. So the Rerun Watchers Club puts it out as an electronic newsletter that you can go to the website and read anytime. You can go over there and check it out. And also this week, the bonus is going to be this week's installment of This Week in Mayberry History with Randy Turner. Now, I say that's the bonus, but I think, you know what? I think we're going to do it first, and then we're going to go and talk about the E-Bullet. Okay, so everybody hang on. We're going to head over and hear from our good buddy, Randy Turner, at the Mayberry Historical Society.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Joanna Moore was born in a small Georgia town on November the 10th, 1934. She had a life that was successful in many ways, though laced with tragedy. Joanna was actually born Joanne and was the older of two daughters. When she was a child, her parents and younger sister were involved in a fatal car accident, with her mother and sister dying in the accident itself, and her father dying a year later from injuries sustained in the crash. After being cared for by an elderly grandparent, she was adopted by a wealthy local family, at which point she changed her name to Joanna. Undoubtedly affected the rest of her life by this early, devastating loss, she married briefly while still a teenager, but divorced the same year. She then won a beauty contest while attending college, which led to her moving to Hollywood and being discovered by a casting director. She was soon appearing on television, making her debut in 1956 in an episode of Lux Video Theater. She also appeared in Orson Welles' 1958 film noir classic, Touch of Evil. She won a starring role in the film Appointment with a Shadow, and appeared in numerous television series, including The Rifleman, The Real McCoys, and Perry Mason. Moore's career hit its peak in the 1960s, but it was not without additional tragic events. At the beginning of the decade, Moore was afflicted with a disease that caused extreme calcium deposits in her middle ear. As her condition worsened, Moore became almost completely deaf and said that she had to read lips to understand what others were saying. Thankfully, her hearing was able to be restored in 1962 as a result of surgery. Shortly after her successful ear surgery, Moore was cast in the role for which she is most widely known, Nurse Peggy McMillan in The Andy Griffith Show. Miss Peggy was yet another attempt to provide a love interest for Andy Taylor after a number of failed attempts. While she was popular and is remembered for the role, even though she only appeared in four episodes, Andy Griffith was afraid the show would change drastically if Andy Taylor had a long-term romantic relationship, and so Miss Peggy left Mayberry. Shortly afterward, Joanna was seen in Son of Flubber, the sequel to The Absent-Minded Professor, and continued to appear in episodic television. In 1963, Joanna met another actor, Ryan O'Neill, and within weeks, she was pregnant. They married in April, and their first child was born in October. That child was Tatum O'Neill, who eventually became a popular actress, and thanks to her performance with her father in Paper Moon in 1973, the youngest child actress to win an Academy Award. A year later, Joanna and Ryan had a second child. While Joanna continued to act, Ryan starred in the immensely popular nighttime soap opera Peyton Place, a series in which Joanna was once also a guest star. However, their marriage was tragically tempestuous, and they divorced in 1967. Joanna continued to act in the 1970s, but unfortunately fell prey to alcohol and drugs. Her situation deteriorated so much that by the late 1970s, she was being financially supported by her still teenage daughter. Joanna's career waned, and she continued to struggle with illicit substances, as tragically did both her children. Joanna passed away from lung cancer in 1997. But while her life was full of tragedy, it also included joy, some of which was clearly on display while on The Andy Griffith Show. Thanks to her role as Miss Peggy, fans will always remember Joanna for her acting ability, her beauty, and the joy she brought others during her time in Mayberry. That's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening, and remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
All right. Thank you so much, Randy. And you don't want to miss any of Randy's content. He does a daily edition of This Week in Mayberry History called Today in Mayberry History over at the Gomer and Goober Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild on Facebook. Now, if you don't want to miss a single post he does, you can send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he will send you a note every day telling you, hey, I just posted it, and here's the link to it. So, wow, thank you so much, Randy, for taking the time to do these for us. We so much appreciate it. The reports are amazing, and I know everyone enjoys them as much as I do, so thank you so much. All right, guys. So now we got somebody else that does a lot of work for us, some fella named Jim Clark, the presiding goober of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. He does the e-bullet, as I said, the official newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. And the November issue is hitting the streets as I speak. It's actually being emailed out right now. This is commentary here. We have been having trouble delivering the e-bullet to people. It's not making it to their mailboxes for some reason. So this month, this issue, we decided to send a short email version of the e-bullet so that it's only a little bit, basically giving you information that it's out, and here is a link to go and read it. We're hopeful that by doing that, it will allow more people to receive that email into their inbox without it being caught in spam filters and stuff. So hopefully you'll be getting it. If you haven't gotten it yet, it should have been out probably by the time you're hearing this, as it's released on the 14th of November, 2017. You should have gotten it. If you hadn't, head over to tagsrwc.com and you can find a link to the e-bullet there. Just go to imhaberry.com and you'll see it right there. So let's head on in. Jim Clark does an amazing job every month coming up with content for us. And this is no exception. I'm only going to give you small amounts of information here because there's so much in here. But as always, I'm going to play a little bit of the BW Boys for our background music. Just makes things sound better. All right, guys, let's head over here. So Jim, every time he puts out all kinds of information, and I do not cover it all. There is just too much there to cover. I don't want to cover it all. There's Floyd's Barbershop Bulletin Board and Event Calendar. This is something that's updated and kept up to date at the imaber.com website. So you definitely want to go and check this out. I still run across people that don't know about Mayberry events or that there are even Mayberry events. It kills me. People do not realize all the events that occur related to the Andy Griffith Show. Wow, how can that possibly be? Now remember, one of the things in there every time is the third Friday of every month, Betty Lynn appears at the Andy Griffith Museum to visit with everybody. There's so much happening. I don't even want to go through and try to tell you about it. Head over to the event calendar, read the e-bullet, and find out what's going on. The one thing I will tell you about, because it's something I want to go to, is on December the 9th, Mayberry Christmas Show, starring Maggie Peterson, Rodney Dillard, and the Dillard Band, and David, the Mayberry Deputy Browning. They're going to be in Middle Tennessee again. Yeah, in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. They got show times are at 6 o'clock. The doors open at 5. General admission's $20. You can go to mayberrychristmas.org and get you a ticket. So if you're in the Middle Tennessee area or anywhere near there, let's go and fill up the church. It's being sponsored by 1, 2, 3 churches: Green Hill Church, Victory Baptist Church, and Abundant Life Church. Great time will be had. The only problem I ever have when I go to these is I want to jump up as Floyd and do things. But I'm not part of this show. So I'm hoping to get to go to that as well. Now, there's a lot of other things. Like I said, I'm going to hit some of the highlights of the big events that are happening throughout the thing. Oh, and if you missed that one, there's another one going to be up in East Tennessee, up in Johnson City. You can head and see that. The same show, the Mayberry Christmas Show, is going to be up there, but it's December the 17th. So head and check that out. Rodney Dillard and Beverly are staying busy. If you look at the event calendar, you'll see the information about it. Lots of stuff happening there. The annual George Lindsay UNA Film Festival is March 3rd, or 1st through the 3rd. It's the 21st annual. Might be something you want to go check out. The 5th annual Mayberry in the Midwest is coming up in May 18th through the 20th. Don't miss it. It's a great event. You're going to enjoy yourself. Come on, there'll be tribute artists, special guests. There's going to be all kinds of things. Currently, the special guest is yet to be determined. Karen Knotts is doing her show in different places all over California and just everywhere. You'll need to be checking. And, of course, the big event of every year that you need to make sure you're aware of is in September, the last full weekend of September, the 29th annual Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Head over there and make sure you check out the event calendar. All right, so there's all kinds of stuff. There's a Mayberry Cruise coming up next year. It's the 13th one. I'm talking to them about not calling it Mayberry Cruise 13 because, you know, there might be some people don't want to go because it's 13. They'll be like Barney. I'm not too excited about it. Anyway, if you want to go, the Mayberry Cruise 2018 is going to be November the 5th through the 10th next year, 2018. And Dixie Griffith is going to be the special guest. We're going to be able to interview her and talk to her. It's going to be great, great, great. All right, so here's a little bit of information that I do want to cover because this is always something that Jim does so much work to do. The news of cast and crew. You can head over and read your e-billet And get this. But maybe you don't like to read. I like audiobooks. So this is the reason I'm reading this to you. Ron Howard. You know him. Opie, right? Ron Howard has wrapped up filming on next year's Solo, a Star Wars story, which will be released May 25th. There's still been no official announcement about what role brother Clint Howard will play in Solo. Clint's not saying much either. He has talked more about another project that he's started working on the week after September's Mayberry Days Festival. The film is Appleseed. And in that, it stars Rance Howard, Ron and Clint's dad. Clint's going to be in that. It stars Rance as a hitchhiker with a past. It's scheduled for release in 2018. At least that's the way I read this. 2018. So be watching for that. Rance Howard. Now, there's pictures of Rance in there dressed up as Carl from an Appleseed. You definitely want to see the pictures. Rance's a nice guy. I got to meet him one time. That's pretty neat. On November the 13th, around the same time this issue is coming out, Ron is among the many friends and stars scheduled to attend the Founders Gala, a fundraiser for Gary Marshall's Theater in Burbank, in honor of the late creator of Happy Days and other iconic TV and films. And many members of the Howard family will also be on hand at the Writers Guild Theater the following night, November the 14th, for the Los Angeles premiere of Broken Memories, a film about Alzheimer's disease that stars Rance. Ron and wife Cheryl, their daughter Bryce Howard, and Clint Howard are among those slated to attend the fundraiser for Alzheimer's care and research. The Howard family has a personal connection to Alzheimer's, as Rance's second wife, Judy, passed away of Alzheimer's in January. So definitely things going on with the Howard family. All kinds of neat stuff. There's pictures of Rance in different roles that he's going to be doing. Betty Lynn, you may have heard, was under the weather during September's Mayberry Days. But she was able to ride in the parade, where she was enthusiastically cheered by the large crowds along Mount Airy's Main Street. And Betty also called in to a couple of the festival's shows to greet delighted audiences by phone. Yeah, she hated that she couldn't be there, but she did at least get to ride in the parade. She just was under the weather. She had been not feeling well at all early in the week and was feeling better, but she was just so tired. Betty continues to sign autographs every third Friday afternoon at the Andy Griffith Museum in Mount Airy. So make plans to be there. Check out the event calendar. It's there. September 30th was officially Dean Webb Night in Kimberling City, Missouri. In honor of Dean Webb and his retirement from full-time performing, the Darling Boy and co-founder of the Dillards has been playing mandolin and lending his vocals to the Missouri Boat Ride Bluegrass Band since its founding 16 years ago. Several local and state citations were presented to Dean, who helped his Missouri Boat Ride bandmates close out 2017, which also marks the band's final year. Echoing Briscoe Darling's famous proclamation of "Got time to breathe, got time for music," bluegrass fans in Missouri and beyond hope Dean, who turned 80 last March, will still make occasional guest appearances for public performances, along with continuing lots of informal picking and singing on back porches in the Ozarks. Meanwhile, happy official retirement to Dean, a legendary musician like no other. Jim Clark, like no other. Not much personality, that boy. Good job, Jim. Roland White, the mandolin-playing member of the Country Boys in Mayberry on Record episode. Remember that one? He was inducted into the International Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame during the IBMA Awards, which were held in Raleigh, North Carolina on September the 28th. He also performed with an all-star band during the show. Roland's brother Clarence, the late legendary guitar player who appeared in the same Andy Griffith Show episode, and also in Quiet Sam, Roland was absent from the latter because he had joined the Air Force, was a 2016 inductee. So a hearty congratulations to Roland. Congratulations, Roland. Wow. Mayberry Days was lucky that Joy Ellison, now you know Joy, she was Effie Muggins and Mary Wiggins. She was also Miss Mayberry, you know, and among other people. Joy Ellison had a break in her schedule as a dialect coach and was able to attend this year's festival with her sister, dancer Joan Pierce. Joy recently wrapped up work with on a film called Dumplin' that stars Jennifer Aniston. Joy was also the dialect coach for Logan Lucky, a box office hit last summer. Yeah, and Joy actually got to read some trivia questions during the 2017 trivia contest, Mayberry Days trivia contest there in Mount Airy. So she participated with us. Bettina Link, she's the wife of the late Richard O. Link, Dick Link, who was the associate producer for the Andy Griffith Show and a personal manager for Andy Griffith, Jim Nabors, Maggie Peterson, Ken Berry, Ronnie Schell, Jerry Van Dyke, and, you know, lots of people. She received the key to the city of Mount Airy during the mayor's proclamation during Mayberry Days. Bettina also presented the original Mayberry sheriff's and deputy badges to the Andy Griffith Museum, the original ones. That's right, the original ones. They're now there on permanent display. Definitely worth going to the museum if you haven't seen those. That's really cool to see. These are actual pieces of Mayberry history, the actual badge for the sheriff and the deputy. Wow. They have it on display on a sheriff shirt that Andy actually wore and donated to the museum. So this is actually, it's big. Oh, it's big. It's great. So definitely go and check that out. We missed it at the time, but Barbara Perry, she played several Mayberry characters, including Floss in the class reunion. She played a gift shop employee in an episode of the award-winning Baskets TV series, and the episode was called Ronald Reagan Library, and it aired last February. We think this might make Barbara, an amazing 94, the senior working actor among Mayberry alums. So congratulations. Yeah, Barbara. Margaret Carey was on the cruise with us on the Mayberry Cruise 2017, the 12th Mayberry Cruise. She was there with her son, Eric Norquist, and Dixie Griffith, who just came along for fun. Next year, she will be our special guest. But this year, Dixie was just along for fun girls. That's right. She dressed up as one of the fun girls and was in our show, Dixie Griffith, Andy Griffith's daughter. A great trip for the Mayberry Cruise. I encourage you to try to make plans to go with us next year. It's a lot of fun. Karen Knotts did 3 presentations about her dad in October, her Tied Up in Knots show twice, and also a keynote speak called Don Knotts Rides Again, including a sold-out show in Los Angeles that several folks from the Andy Griffith Show cast community were able to attend. George Lindsay Jr., Goober's son, is about halfway through recording an album of humorous songs called Goobasan Sings. So Goobasan Sings. It's echoing the title of his dad's 1968 Goober Sings album. Oh, that's awesome. Now, folks, this might be something you're interested in. It's coming up to the end of the year. You can do 2 things. You can support the Andy Griffith Show family, and you can get a tax write-off at the same time. George Lindsay's alma mater, the University of North Alabama, is in the home stretch for completing the funding of the George Lindsay Film and Media Endowment Scholarship for the university. George's son and daughter, George Jr. and Camden, together recently have made a very generous donation to bring the scholarship fund to the brink of being funded and endowed. The funding deadline is the 31st of December. Just a little over $2,000 remains to be raised to help encourage one last surge of donations to get that endowment over the top and reach the physical fundraising goal. The Andrew Griffith Show Rerun Runners Club has a gift matching pledge of up to $1,000 in place. If the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club members, Mayberry fans in general, and other fans and friends of George donate a total of $1,000 between now and December the 15th, those donations combined with the matching gift from the Rerun Watchers Club would be sufficient to reach the goal by the deadline. This scholarship honoring George is an effort that the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, Weaver's Department Store, and other Mayberry groups and individuals have been supporting since the scholarship was first announced. The campaign is now at a critical juncture where it just needs that little bit to become a reality. George Jr. and Camden has gotten the scholarship close to this goal. The scholarship just needs a little more help from you and fans like you. Now, we know that the world's full of worthy causes and needs coming from all directions, but anyone for whom this unique educational scholarship strikes a chord, here's a link for making a tax-deductible donation. The link is in the e-bullet. Okay, it's also right on the front page of imayberry.com. So if you would like to donate to this, head over to imayberry.com and just click the link and make your donations. Again, we got to have them in by December the 31st. And to get the match from the Rerun Runners Club, we need you to get it in by the 15th of December. All right? We got to meet this. We got to do it for George. All right? We're sad to report the passing of Harry Dean Stanton. Harry Dean Stanton, who played the unnamed island storekeeper in the 1967 episode Howard's New Life, which was episode number 234 of the Andy Griffith Show, Harry Dean died in Los Angeles on September the 15th. He was 91 years old. He was born in West Irvine, Kentucky, on July the 14th, 1926. His father was a tobacco farmer and a barber. Who knew? He was a barber.
I wonder if he was related to Floyd.
Because he was a tobacco farmer. Maybe Floyd
should have gotten into tobacco farming.
Anyway, his mother was a cook and a hairdresser. His mother was a hairdresser. His dad was a barber. Wow, that's cool. Harry Dean served in the U.S. Navy during World War II, including the Battle of Okinawa. He then attended the University of Kentucky, but dropped out to pursue an acting career in Southern California. His early training was at the Pasadena Playhouse, appearing in over 200 film roles, including the title role in Lucky, released this fall. Harry Dean was the quintessential character actor. As he once said, he could, quote, bring a sense of menace to the screen, end quote, which is true even in his role on The Andy Griffith Show. Harry Dean's early film work includes a lot of episodes of television, especially Westerns. He got a foothold in the movies in 1970 and soon became a favorite character actor among top directors. His list of performances is varied and of consistently high quality as any actor in Hollywood. Okay, for instance, he was in The Godfather Part II, The Missouri Breaks, and Escape from New York. And he was also in things like Alien, Private Benjamin, and The Green Mile. He could always make even small parts seem big. Harry Dean might be best known for his lead roles in two films, both from 1984, Repo Man and Paris, Texas, which was his personal favorite. Harry Dean also continued to work on award-winning productions for television, including HBO's Big Love. He appeared in 5 episodes of this year's Twin Peaks series on Showtime. He never married, and his survivors are not known. What is known is he has left film lovers with a lasting legacy of memorable performances, and he helped Howard Sprague realize that making ships in the bottle in the Caribbean maybe wasn't the happiest life for him after all. We're also sorry to learn about Jack Bannon, who played the announcer in the episode Mayberry Chef, which is episode number 236. He passed away October the 25th in Idaho, and he was 77 years old. Jack's Andy Griffith Show performance was one of his first on network television in what would become a long career of memorable character roles. He is best known for his role as Art Donovan in 5 seasons of the acclaimed Lou Grant TV series on CBS from 77 to 82. He was a prolific stage actor who often performed with his second wife, Ellen Travolta. Yeah, the older sister of John Travolta, who survives him. He was born in Los Angeles and grew up in an acting family. His brother, Jim Bannon, was a noted stuntman and actor known for his work in westerns in the 1950s. His mother is the legendary B. Benaderet. No, I can't say her name. You know, B. Benaderet. I'm not saying her name right. You know who she was. She played Pearl on the Beverly Hillbillies. She was also on Petticoat Junction as Kate Bradley. And, you know who we're talking about. And also Green Acres. Anyway, that was her. I didn't know that was his mother. I thought that was cool. To read more about Jack's life and career, here's an outstanding obituary that you can read. There's a link in the e-bullet there in the Spokane paper. It's a great story, so you might want to go check it out. It's wonderful about his career beyond his moment in Mayberry. So go check it out. Friends, there is so much more in the e-bullet. I do not have time to go over it all. There's a Mayberry Days gallery with pictures of things that occurred, including the interview with Clint Howard, which will be on the podcast in the future. The stuff that happened at Mayberry Days during Colonel Tim's, and so much more. I will give you a chapter update. We're up to 1,451 chapters in the Andy Griffith Show Real and Rutgers Club. The latest one, which I love the name of because we've used it in the past for the Mayberry Squad Car Nationals, is the Mayberry Association of Squad Car Auto Racing. Or MASCAR. Get it? MASCAR. MASCAR, like NASCAR. It's on patrol. It doesn't have a location. But that is one of our latest chapters. So if you'd like to start a chapter, the information is in the bullet. Now, folks, there's also, it's Christmas time, merchandise update. There's a Mayberry pendant. Pennant, not pendant. There's Opie slingshots you can go and check out. All at Weaver's Department Store. Head over and check it out. They're brand new. The wall calendar that I mentioned at the beginning of the show. Sheriff's badges, deputy badges, Barney Fife lapel pin, all kinds of stuff, t-shirts, sweatshirts. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and pick up a Mayberry squad car, whatever you'd like to. Whatever fans in your life you think that they'd love, there is books, everything. So head over there and check it out. Friends, we don't even have time to get to all the chapter news, but I do want to tell you this one sad thing. Diana Pierce passed away back in September the 13th. Well, let me give you the start of this. Most of the issues of the chapter news are with photos, but we want to include a special note about the Barney chapter. There's lots of pictures and stuff in here in the e-bullet, so go check it out. The Barney chapter in Greensboro, North Carolina, which unexpectedly lost 2 long-time and beloved members in the last 2 months, so we want to mention them. Diana Pierce passed away on September the 13th, and Wanda Fills is known well by many of the attendees of Mayberry Days and other Mayberry events in Mount Airy. She passed away on November the 7th after being struck by a car while visiting Virginia. Our hearts go out to Diana and Wanda's families and to the friends and family in the Barney chapter group. It's a loss. So our hearts do go out to you. Friends, there's even more in here. I'm not going to go into it. There's stuff that happened at Mayberry Days. Maybe we'll cover it some other time. I just am not going to read it all to you. I want you to head over there and check out the amazing work that Jim Clark does as part of putting together the e-bullet. So go check it out. So friends, that's just a piece and a little chip off the iceberg of the things you can find at the e-bullet. If you don't get the e-bullet, go and sign up for it. If you don't get it because it didn't get delivered to you, head over to imayberry.com and click the link right there on the front of the site, and then head over and check it out, because it's not hard at all to find the episode. So, friends, that is all the time we have. I hope you've enjoyed it. Wow, I heard some stuff from last week's episode. People seem to enjoy that. I just love hearing from you guys. So I would love for you to take some time and write me, call me, let me hear from you. Got some in the for next week or already ready. I just love hearing from you. That's what it's all about. Get out there and spread that Mayberry spirit with one another. Tell people about the imayberry.com, the bullet, everything. They don't know. There's so many that don't know that I think would enjoy it. We have got to get the word out. I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call at 888-684-8415 or drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and click the contact button up at the top. It's got all kinds of stuff about how to get in touch with me. Great to hear from you. Folks, until next week, have a great time, and we'll see you here on Two Chairs.